This podcast is supported by The RealReal. Meet Christine. She loves shopping. And this is the sound of fashion overload. Too many fabulous things, not enough space. So Christine started selling with The RealReal.
I've always loved collecting designer pieces. Gucci bags, Prada heels. But my style keeps evolving. Selling with The RealReal? Game changer. I earn more and they do everything.
Seriously, just drop off your items or schedule a pickup. We handle the photos, descriptions, pricing, even shipping. You just sit back and watch your items sell fast to our 38 million members.
And I get peace of mind knowing I earn more selling with The RealReal than anywhere else.
Exactly. This? That's the sound of your closet working for you. The RealReal. Earn more, save time, sell fast. And right now, you can get an extra $100 site credit when you sell for the first time. Go to TheRealReal.com to get your extra $100. TheRealReal.com. That's TheRealReal.com.
When your company earns unlimited 2% cash back on all purchases with Capital One, that's serious business. So, Steven at SandCloud got a serious business card. The Spark Cash Plus card from Capital One.
We used our 2% cash back to help build our retail presence.
Savvy, Steven.
And we get big purchasing power, so our business can spend more and earn more.
The Spark Cash Plus card from Capital One. What's in your wallet?
Terms and conditions apply. Find out more at CapitalOne.com/SparkCashPlus.
Woo! You're listening to the Triple Bull Virtual Cast with Goonie and Nemo.
Yes. Yeah, you are.
Is it true? Ooh. Is it bull?
It's always
you decide. So, that's right.
Always the first take.
Hey, tape recorder, listen to this.
Tell you what. Welcome to episode 405 of the True Bull Virtual Cast with Goonie and Nemo, brought to you by J&T Mechanical, House of Hughes, and recorded at the Super Bowl Ready Tactical Finish Nemosa Studios here in beautiful downtown New Orleans, Texas, in the Superdome.
Did you just say Super Bowl?
Okie dokie. I may have.
I'm pretty sure it is going to be a Super Bowl because there's already controversy.
Wow,
because
the Cowboys aren't there?
No, they were talking about officials.
Oh, God. Officially, I'm over that.
Yeah, there's a certain amount of officials who are in the game who were voted in.
Uh-huh.
And apparently, those are the same officials that tend to sway toward Kansas City. What did I say? Don't get mad. I'm just reading the teleprompter.
Okay, so you're saying that we don't even have to give our bets on this one because we already know who's going to win? Is that what you're saying?
Goonie, it looks that way.
It never looks that way. It's Dude. Just if your team doesn't win, of course it was the refs.
That means they lost.
If your team loses, it's because the other referees screwed you. If your team wins, it was because, oh, man, we toughed it out in spite of the refs. Oh, my gosh.
Okay, so the Super Bowl is a big thing.
Thank you.
And not everybody stays home to watch the Super Bowl by themselves. They all go someplace to party.
I'm going to go to my home.
So you're going to be at the house?
Hell yeah. Okay. You think I want people talking about the game while I'm watching
the game?
We're
going to your house.
Hell yeah.
To have, what are we having?
We're going to have ribs.
All right.
We're going to have meatballs. And we're going to have a queso flameado.
And Kansas City pigskin.
And we are going to sell lemon pants.
I really think...
Thank you.
I think the Eagles are going to win. I just have a hunch.
Four seasons
just
in.
Just Quasimodo had a hunch.
Wow.
So I have one, too.
Four seasons in, and you're finally thinking, okay.
Here we go.
So it's a happy Tuesday, February the 4th, 2025.
Episode what?
405.
405.
Season 4, episode 5. So that got me thinking, your bets. We'll get to our picks at the end of the episode, but... as far as your choice for who's going to win, who do you think is going to win? Because Kansas City's a 1.5-point favorite.
Are you serious?
So it's almost a pick 'em. It's almost
wow.
a pick 'em. Yeah. Who do you think is going to win, and by how much?
Eagles.
No. I mean, okay. No, I'm sorry.
Panthers by 9.
Oh gosh, they're in the hunt. They're in the hunt. So I said we're going to do our picks at the end, and then. But what bets are you looking forward to? Betting. Do you know how they always have those proposition bets?
Yeah.
One of the first bets is the national anthem length. Over 121 seconds is a $100 bet. You get $100. If you go under 121 seconds, if they do a quick one, you bet 130 and you get 100 back.
Okay. Well, thanks to the ingenuity and genius of our old band directors to include Tina Elizondo, Mr. Matthews,
wow,
Mr. Ponce,
sure,
Mr. Carlos Rosales, the unbelievable Carlos Rosales,
Tesales,
from Thomas Jefferson High School back in the 80s.
Wow.
The national anthem by Francis Scott Key was supposed to only be 2 minutes and 23 seconds.
Right.
And you play it like that and you do it like that out of respect.
Show the song the respect.
Until
you're not trying out for American Idol.
Until J-Lo came and made it a 7-minute song.
Yeah, and got like three notes right.
Oh, crap.
Ay, Dios mío. Yeah, I'd rather listen to Roseanne sing it.
Yeah, well.
Another one of the proposition bets. Will Taylor Swift be shown during the national anthem?
Six times. Four times.
It's actually, they said there's a pretty good chance because it's a plus 350. So if you bet 100, you'll bet 450 back.
Okay, now that you're talking about Taylor Swift, I have a question for everybody out there, to include Brussels.
Wow, thank you, Brussels. Welcome.
Who is your pick for the Super Bowl of singers? Would it be Beyonce or Taylor Swift? Who do you sway toward?
I sway towards Taylor because I know more of her music. I listened to her when she was first starting in country music, and her music, she's a great songwriter. Beyonce can hit these notes and do stuff, but it's always overproduced, and you can never tell, is she a good singer or is she a good auto-tuned singer? I don't know.
Goni, that's exactly the same thing I was going to say. I tend to sway toward Taylor Swift after saying that she got in the Grammy Awards. She's the best country singer. Her album is.
Right. Oh,
but gosh. I was floored.
Yeah. Cowboy Carter, bro.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
So I guess I'm going to have to listen to the entire album.
Or
we could just hang out and listen to Taylor Swift.
That's probably what I'm going to do. If you've ever seen the documentary that they had that Taylor did, I think it's on Hulu or Disney, and it was in the recording of one of her, it wasn't really a country album, but she did it during the COVID. Everybody couldn't do anything, so she just started writing some stuff, and a lot of it was folksy. I think it was called folk stories or something like that.
I did not see that. I did listen to Aaron Tilt's folk story album.
I tell you what, yeah.
But
in the same vein, almost the same thing. If you close your eyes, you couldn't tell. Is it Taylor? Is it Aaron? Is it Aaron? Is it Taylor? Is it live? Is it Memorex?
Sorry, Aaron.
Yeah, we just lost the listener.
Mr. Aaron, apologize. Captain at the, he's at 37.
Oh, captain,
right now.
My captain. Yeah, I think so.
Fire Station 37, San Antonio.
Another bet, and I know I'm going to get this one right. Will the first play be a run or a pass?
The first play? What do you mean? A kickoff with the special teams?
That's what I'm saying. Will the first play of the game be a run or a pass? I'm saying it's going to be a kickoff.
I'm going to say it's going to be... what do you call those? There's actually a kick that a drop kick, I think that's what? It's actually still in the rules of the NFL, a drop kick.
I'd like to take all the people who are doing the conspiracy theorists for the referees. I'd like to drop kick them somewhere.
Oh, goon. There's 138 officials, and they still pick the same 17 officials.
Yeah, but there's going to probably be about 20 more on the sidelines that are there to make sure that they get everything right.
Oh, make sure that they tell them right.
Yeah, you know how they say referee assistance, we were able to correct this one. It is a first down after all, without having to go to review it and everything. They're trying to do that and take it out of, you know, so that they don't have to challenge stupid calls. They can try to get it right the first time.
Okay. I'm fine with that. I can understand that. But the coolest thing about this entire Super Bowl is that...
It's going to be at my house?
Illegals crossing over the border is down 93%.
Wow. What?
I said it.
Wow.
Okay, I'm sorry. I said it.
I think that's due to the lower... There's lower than average betting going on right now.
That's probably right.
I bet you that it's not right.
I bet Juan and Arnulfo Maclovio Perez are not betting.
Oh, we just lost Venezuela.
Okay.
Oh, damn it. Okay.
No, we're some pretty good influencers because our percentage rate is very high. We're almost an A- in picking liquor, picking teams to include soccer, basketball, and football. that I think we're doing a pretty good job as influencers, Goonie.
Right. I believe so.
I believe I'm falling in love. Hey, where do Super Bowl contenders get their uniforms for the big game?
I have no idea.
In New Jersey.
Ba-doom-psh.
All right, that's all I got.
There's another one here. The number of the jersey of the person who scores the first touchdown. Will it be over 15.5 or under 15.5?
Oh,
That gives you Jalen Hurts, Devontae Smith, A.J. Brown, Kenneth Gainwell, Xavier Worthy, DeAndre Hopkins, Patrick Mahomes,
okay.
Isaiah Pacheco. Those are all less than 15 or less than 16, basically, because you can't have a half number. But if you pick the over, then, you know, there's a few people it could be. It could be Travis Kelce, 87. So if you go over, you're going to need it to be one of the wide receivers with the big numbers. If not,
all right,
you go with the under. So that's another one. Distance of Mahomes' first touchdown pass, over 9.5, under 9.5. That's a good one because he used to have really long passes, and now a lot of them are really, really short because his receivers are short, are slow. So they get tackled like at the 5-yard line.
Wow.
And so they throw a pass to Kelce for 9 yards.
This is real stuff.
These are
this
all
is not
things
superfluous.
That, these are all proposition bets that you can have. Will any 300-pound player score a TD? If you say yes, you could bet $100 and win $2,500.
Wow. Okay. Well, I'm going to do a preposition.
Prop me
okay.
up.
I'm going to do a proposition.
Box if I cry.
How many linebackers are going to run onto the field with a GOAT?
Let's see. Let me think, because I dated a few of them.
Okay.
There was, what's her name?
I'll wait.
7, 12, a dollar.
No, 4.
Okay, I'll go with that.
That's all I got.
Will Saquon Barkley rush for 150 yards? That's the only way Philly's going to win. If he doesn't rush for at least 150, Kansas City's going to be three-peat, and they're going to that pretty much seals.
I think he's bulking up with protein. He's going to be just fine.
He used to be on a pro team, and then he went over to
so I'm just going to go out on a limb. Eagles by 3.
Wow.
Yep.
That's pretty.
Thank you.
That's a gutsy call right there.
That's very gutsy.
Will either team trail by 14 points and come back to win?
No.
If Kansas City wins, I would say yes. Philadelphia, if they get down by 14 or more, it's going to be Kansas City by 50.
Well, why would you say that? Do they turn into Dallas after the third quarter?
They pretty much do that. But Kansas City is like, they thrive when they're down by 10 plus 14 points. They'll come back and they'll win it by, you know, 10, 15 points.
All right.
I don't know why or how that happens, but Mahomes just, he refuses to lose, bro. He's just, more times than not, I've caught myself betting against him just to say, oh, yeah, I was wrong again.
Well, now that we're in minute 3.
Wow.
I'm sorry, minute 11.
Okay.
I've got a
boner?
I've got a question for the truck men out there. Let's dissolve the football part, and let's go to the halftime show.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Who is playing for the halftime show?
I think it's Kendrick Lamar.
Are you serious?
Or was it Drake?
I did not even find out. Don't even know.
I think he's going to drop a diss track at halftime. And
I'm
going to drop a deuce during halftime. Oh. That's how ingrained I am in the game.
Okay. As long as he sings the words and doesn't pull a Saturday Night Live Spears.
There's a pretty good chance that some of it is going to be lip sung.
You think?
Lip-synced.
Okay.
I'm guessing because
there's probably going to be drones involved, everything AI.
Doesn't he dance a lot? If he's dancing a lot, you don't want to hear him out of breath singing because that would just be too real.
So what about his brother, Cedric Lamar?
Yeah. No. Lamar Hunt. Yeah.
Okay.
He used to own the Kansas City Chiefs.
Wow.
It's pretty great. The old Hunts.
I can't believe it's funny how you walk around, like, let's say the stores, and you got everybody wearing jerseys of bandwagon jerseys, and nobody is wearing Dallas merchandise right now. Why not?
I don't know.
They kind of, like, stink.
Yeah, but the good thing is they're still the number one valued team in the world.
Okay, talk about number one valued team in this room.
Me?
What happened to the Spurs this week?
Wow, a lot. They got a new player, De'Aaron Fox.
Yes.
And they only had to give away, like, a draft pick and a couple of tubs of lard.
In a three-way trade, but
I haven't done a three-way in a while. But the last time I did, Pop was there.
Oh, same shit, different day.
I tell you what, bro.
Or is it the same day, Same shit. Okay.
Let me give you one more proposition,
bet.
And this
please?
One is really cool.
Would you?
What color liquid will be poured on the winning coach?
Oh,
and it said the Chiefs poured purple Gatorade the last two Super Bowls they won, and they dumped orange Gatorade back in February 2020.
This is serious.
These are bets. I mean,
this is silly.
Purple is plus 100, so that lets you know that they're guessing that Kansas City is going to win. Clear water, 1,200, plus 1,200. Blue, plus 600. Orange, plus 750. I mean,
you got to be kidding me.
That's what I'm saying right there, dude. If they put red and blue and it ends up being purple.
You know what's going to be dumped on me? Beer-colored beer.
That is true. That is true. We're going to be drinking a lot.
That's 100% of the time.
Are you looking forward to commercials? Have you seen any of the...
Yes, we actually have our own commercial
coming
up right now.
That's right.
This...
Speaking of Willa, you know you couldn't get through the show without your Willa.
I'm trying to do my commercial, Grandma.
Oh, sorry. Okay,
coming soon to a theater and Super Bowl near you.
Thank you.
Every dog's... first companion.
Yes.
Now we introduce the Super Bone.
Oh, thank you.
They come in different colors: black, yellow, white,
blister,
and brown.
Blister? Are you listening? Do they have a red one?
During the halftime show, go and get yourself a Super Bone.
Oh, thank you. And only chew on it. Chew on it for a couple of hours.
Only on Hulu.
Oh, who's Lou? I don't know who that Lou character is, but Blister.
That was my commercial. I'm hoping Doritos, Bud Light. Who else is usually the staple that comes out?
I think they're going to have a lot of new movies doing trailers, so I'm looking forward to...
Me and Annie, when she gets home off of work, I'm retired, so I get to stay home. But
Annie
loves working over there at San Antonio Vocational Technical Institute.
Wow.
But when she comes home in the evenings, we have our own little... videos and episodes that we like to watch, but we always watch the Super Bowl commercials.
Right.
We always record them.
Okay.
And then there was another one. It's a comedy thing. They show all the stupid stuff that's happened over the years.
Right.
And that's some fun stuff, too.
Dude.
But
when
she comes home, we have all of our own shows that we like to watch.
Okay.
But then there's the Super Bowl.
That's right.
And we're not going to watch it.
And then the Cowboys are going to be in the Super Bowl.
Oh, my gosh.
So so these videos that y'all like to watch when y'all are together, do they have thumbnails with previews on them?
I don't know what you're talking about there.
Me neither. Anyway, so that pretty much took care of that.
Okay, that's all I got.
I'm taking Kansas City. I think they're going to win. It's going to be close right until the end.
I don't think it's going to be close. I think it's going to be ugly, and they're going to win by three. It's going to be a monotonous time.
I apologize that the middle of my story got in the way of the beginning of your story.
Oh, right. So what you were saying about Paris, France?
Right, exactly. I think it's going to be close till the very end, or close to near the third quarter, fourth quarter, and then Jalen's going to try too hard to be the Super Bowl MVP, and he's either going to throw a pick six, or he's going to throw something, and it's going to go from being a close game to a kind of a not a laugher, but just not real close. It's going to be anticlimactic.
I think Philadelphia's going to play a solid game.
Yeah.
And they're going to push.
About three quarters of a game.
Because they got to fight the Chiefs and the officials.
Oh, my God.
No, I'm sorry.
Oh.
I'm sorry.
You are very sorry.
No, especially. Okay, here's my example.
Okay.
There's a lot of unbelievable bands out there in San Antonio.
Okay.
But they don't get any playtime because the agents out there only pick the guys who have the quote-unquote following out there.
A.K.A. referees.
And they get no playtime, and they always, not getting blackballed or put on a blacklist or anything, but they don't ever get to play because there's always somebody who's in favor of this band.
Now, see,
in favor of this band.
I can get behind that argument, but that doesn't have anything to do with referees, because referees, they're just like, they will just tell you point blank, you know, that you're listening to something, you're watching something, and they're telling you that something else actually happened.
Okay.
But with that, with your saying,
that's because he's probably got a bet in his back pocket over in Las Vegas saying, I've got to make this happen or else I don't get paid.
We're talking to you, Tim Donaghy. So, but yeah, I mean, it's happened.
Wait, is this our first argument? No, it's not.
It's not an argument.
We're just not on the air.
It's just me telling you that you're wrong. It's not an argument. I mean, I agree that that happens with bands.
It's my argument telling you, you're full of shit.
Hey, look,
if y'all are still listening, guys, I appreciate San Antonio Fire Department for giving us some support and actually saying, dude, I can't believe it's Nemo. Okay, what happened was I walked outside to get something out of the truck, and then the chief's car comes around the cul-de-sac over here.
Why is it always about the chiefs,
and
bro?
Encino Robles.
Get over it.
And I'm still wearing my pajamas.
Wow.
But I have my work shirt, cut off sleeves, and then I see Ulysses Rodriguez come by, and he goes, "We're just doing we're just checking plugs and making sure we're okay." Whoa. And I get a little closer, and he goes, "Hey, Nemo, I was wondering if that was you because I saw the Virtual Country sticker on the back of your truck." And I was like, "Boom, advertising works."
Somebody knows.
So we talked for a little bit, and then we started telling jokes, and we laughed, and then we forgot to check the fire plug.
Then you farted, and he left.
Thank you for coming by, Chief. I'm sorry, LT.
Ex-Chief?
All right.
Okay, so I knew you'd try to make a new story, even your story about the firefighters ended
up with
the
Can we still make
Chiefs.
It about me?
Hasn't it always?
Yeah, thank you. That's all I got.
And that's why we have no listeners.
Okay.
Okay, so anyway, so Beer, Bait, and Ammo, getting back to my favorite song. Oh, man. Anyway, but yeah, so it's I'm looking forward to the game. If it's a good game, I don't care who wins. I don't have a dog in the fight. Like, I haven't had a dog in the fight for the last...
Since 84?
16 weeks, yeah.
Since 84.
But anyway, I just want a good game. Nobody get hurt. Everybody have a good time. The beer be cold. The wings be nice and moist.
Okay.
And the meatballs be meaty.
All right.
And ball-like. And then just everybody have a good time. Get home safe. That's all that matters.
And everybody vote for Barry Switzer to come back.
Yeah, let's not do that. But yeah, speaking of which, the Cowboys have a new coach. He's really not new or a coach, really. But anyway, I don't even care. Forget him.
Okay. He's forgotten.
Yeah, we're undefeated right now. Okay, as are 29 other teams right
now. There you
go. And
there
by Sunday evening, about 10 o'clock, everybody will be undefeated again.
Yeah, so maybe next season.
And
maybe
Then we can start the real season.
Okay. Another proposition. How much Dallas merchandise does somebody have in their room right now? Everybody look around their room.
More than you have any other team.
What do we have there, Goon?
It's a Marion Barber 24, dude. Marion the Barbarian.
Somebody has got to have a star or something that's related to the Cowboys.
Yeah, because as much as everybody hates them,
yeah,
all they do is watch them every week.
Mm-hmm.
If you watch the Cowboys more than you watch your so-called team,
yeah,
and if your so-called team changes every week to the team that plays the Cowboys, then you're a fan. Congratulations.
Right. That's why we've gotten so much hate mail.
Wow.
That people hate
us. It was all from Grandma.
Hate this podcast so much that they have to listen to it.
Exactly.
And that's exactly
why.
Where I wanted to be. Gotcha.
Hell yeah. Woo-hoo-hoo. Suck us. You're a fan. So my put a gun to my head, the Kansas City Chiefs, 27-17.
You think?
I think it's going to be a 3-point game, and then they get a late touchdown, and I don't see it going to overtime. If it's a last drive, then I can guarantee you Kansas City's going to win.
I'm going to say that the cumulative score is going to be over 48.
You think so?
Yeah.
Okay. I had, that's 44, 27-17.
Okay.
So you're thinking more along the lines, what, about 31-21, 30?
No. 3-point difference.
28-24?
Eagles.
Wow.
Yeah.
You said what, 44 points?
Uh-huh.
48. Wow. So that's 24 in a close game for maybe 27-24?
Sure. That's it. That's what I'm looking for. Yeah. It's a bet.
It's fair.
Same stakes.
Yeah. But you're saying who's going to win?
Oh, Philadelphia.
Okay, so you got Philadelphia.
Okay, so we're going to come back next week, and somebody is going to be without pants in the studio.
Exactly. What do you mean? You're wearing pants?
Yeah, same stakes.
I'm not wearing any pants.
Oh.
Until next time, this is episode 405 of the True Bull Virtual Cast of Goody and Nemo.
Oh, no.
Brought to you by pants. And
you need to get off of my chair.
You need to get off of me, Hito. I'm going to show you my frijoles. Thank you. Okay, bye. Thank you.
Okay, bye-bye.
Ooh, that's right.
Oh, yes.